Hey everyone, welcome back to the fifth episode of Forever Family Focused. This week's topic is about confidence. I've been doing NAM for about 5 years, and let me tell you girl, I have gained so much confidence in myself. The first few years I competed at NAM, I thought I had to be like other girls to achieve goals or, you know, just to win the crown. But the people I met along my pageant journey has taught me that all I had to do was be myself and work hard. I learned that no one's perfect, but everyone's different. I'm different. You're different than everyone. Everyone has their own unique thing about them. You have to learn to accept your flaws and be the best you can be. Have confidence in everything you do. Whatever you have, God has blessed you with it. Therefore, it's not a mistake. Always love yourself. Don't let anyone's negative comments bring you down. Remember that life isn't a destination. It's a journey. You don't have to look for anyone's approval. You're beautiful. You are strong. You are intelligent. And you are enough. So our guest this week is the Royal International Miss Preteen, Kate Bryson. Hey, Kate.
Hey.
I miss you so much. How have you been?
I miss you so much. I've been doing really good. How about you?
I've been doing great. So how does it feel to be a national queen?
It's very exciting, and I'm just so blessed, and I can't believe it.
Oh my God. I know it would be full of excitement being a national queen. So tell me a little about yourself.
I am a seventh grader at Collinwood Middle School, and I love to play basketball on the new Rim preteen. And here recently, our dog has had puppies, so we've been very occupied by them.
Oh my God. So how many puppies are there?
There is 7. You want me to bring you one?
Oh my God, my mom is afraid of dogs.
I think I should send you one.
I think you should too. She would be very upset. A dog actually chased her up a tree when she was little, so she's kind of traumatized by that.
Oh my goodness, my mom does not like it. She's not the biggest animal lover.
Oh my God. So, I know that my mom is actually my role model because she has done so much for me and been through a lot. And even with her going through a lot, she has done the best by me and my brother. So, who's your role model in your family?
I would probably have to agree with you, too, because my mom has always been my family's rock. She's always been there for us. Mm-hmm. In about 2016, she actually had cancer, and I never even knew it until afterwards because she was always so strong, and I just hope someday that I can be like her, too, and always be there
Aww.
For my family.
She is super sweet. I love her.
I miss her.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, every family is different. Like, I know ours, we like to travel a lot. We love to laugh and take pictures. Well, not my brother. He hates them. Because he's a teenager, so you know how that goes. But tell me a little about your family and, you know, some things that y'all do for fun.
Some things that we do for fun is we just like to spend time together because now that my sister is out of the house and my brother, I feel like an only child. So, miss. Never would tell them this, but I actually miss him.
Aww. But I couldn't imagine being
in my family is that we're always here for each other no matter what. One time I tried dance, and whew, that was not a good idea, but they were going to be there.
Oh, I bet you were a great dancer, Kate.
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, I don't even think I made it a month.
Oh my God, I actually did dance when I was 5, and I don't think I made it a month either. I did not want to go to practice. I did not like it.
I couldn't either. I did not want to go to practice. I mean, I love dance. It's just not for me. I'm not flexible. I'm
yep.
not coordinated.
Oh, yeah.
Not very good.
So, What makes your family special? Because I know our family, we're big on support. So I think that is gonna, that's something that makes our family special. So what about you?
Like I said earlier, that's probably one of the biggest for us too, is that we're always there for each other no matter what. And I always know that they will have my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a half brother and a half sister, because not every family is like that. But my dad actually took them in and raised them.
Yeah. I actually have half brothers and half sisters too, but I've always, like, when I've grown up, I've always looked at them as my brother and my sisters. Like, we're so close as a whole family.
I don't think I've ever called them that before.
Yeah. Okay. So you are the Royal International preteen, yes.
Yes.
How do you plan on making a difference, you know, being the RIM preteen?
Of course, because of COVID, some of my plans have not been going as well as I would have hoped so, mm-hmm. and I've not been able to be in the classrooms as much. But something special about RIM is that every month the title holders have to do a service project. In September, I know that it was school supplies, and then in October when we went to Vegas, we did it together, and we donated to the shelter there. So that's something that we all do together every month.
That is so sweet. I actually just recently I made like kind of goodie bags for the homeless, and I actually wrote an inspiring note on them, and I was able to give them to about four or five of them, you know, up close, face to face. But everybody was checked into the homeless shelter, so, you know, due to COVID, I couldn't really talk to them face-to-face. But, of course, that little message I left on them was reminding them that they are loved, and it was really inspiring.
Yes, that's something. Yes.
So this week's theme is kind of like confidence, because I know doing NAM, it has gained me a lot of confidence. And how do you feel on girls having confidence and loving themselves and them just knowing that they are enough?
I think as title holders, that's something that we're responsible for, is letting girls know that they're own worth before anything else. Because God made each and every one of us in His image, and none of us are perfect, but we're perfect the way that He made us. So you have to love yourself before you can love others too. So I just think that that's a really big thing, is to
love yourself. Yes. You know, doing pageants, I've always looked at other girls and thought that I had to be like them or last year's winner to, you know, just win the crown. But I've learned that all I had to do was be myself. And I've also learned that a crown is just an extra accessory, and I don't need it to be a winner, that all of us are winners.
Yes, and that's something that I think you have to keep in mind while you do them.
Of course, yes. So, thank you so much, Kate. You are amazing.
Thank you. I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
Me too. I miss you so much.
I miss you.
Guys, Kate actually was my sister queen a few years back. Oh, my God. We used to stay together.
I know. I cannot believe that it's been so long.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 years, right?
Oh, my goodness. No, that's too long, Di.
Too long. We have to see each other.
Let's meet at the beach.
Yes, we should, even though it's like November.
Is it hot there? Because I'm freezing.
Oh, it is freezing down here.
Oh, no.
But I know Tennessee is always colder. I mean, during the day, we have a lot of sun, so it's like warm kind of during the day, but we have a lot of wind too, so the wind and the breeze comes in, which makes it actually feel like really, really good. It's not too hot, not too cold, but at nighttime, it is freezing.
Yeah. When I think of like Florida, I know this is bad, but I just think of it always being hot.
Yeah.
I know that's horrible, but it's not. And Alabama too, like Southern Alabama.
Yeah. Because everybody thinks Alabama is so hot, but right now down here, it is absolutely freezing. And I remember actually when I was in kindergarten, it actually snowed for the first time in forever. Well, the first time since I've been born. And I was so happy because it was like 2 or 3 inches off the ground. Me and my brother had so much fun in it. Like, it was just amazing.
I know. We get like 1 inch of snow when we're out of school. But you know what? I'll take it.
We get no snow in Alabama anymore. Like, it may snow a little, just like a little during the nighttime in December, but it kind of gets hot during the day. Like, the sun comes out and you never really get to play in it or anything like that.
I know, I think it's only snowed like a really good snow one time when I was little.
Yeah,
and we had so much fun. We made a snowman, but now we get 1 inch and it's melted. But we get up and go outside.
Yeah. So
not as much now because I'm lazy and I don't want to get up early. I'll
of
just
course,
take the sleep in day. But
well, you play basketball, so
yes, I do. We've been very busy. Last week, I had 4 games.
Wow, that's a lot in a week. I know your legs are kind of giving out. They're like pool noodles.
Oh, my word. They were. I was hobbling up the stairs.
Oh, my God. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kate, girl, you are amazing. Thank you so much for helping me out today on Forever Family Focused. This week's Friday Family Focus Challenge is to give someone a compliment. It doesn't have to be someone you know. It can be a stranger. Just tell someone their hair looks good or you love their shoes. It will put a smile on their faces and make their day. I guarantee it. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of Forever Family Focus. And we will be back next week.